Greetings from Brian Barrow, Chief Financial Officer with the Charlotte Rescue Mission, with your Paycheck Podcast for Friday, July 8th, 2022. Many years ago, back when we lived up in the North Country, my wife and I took a trip west to the Black Hills area of South Dakota. It's a beautiful area that encompasses Mount Rushmore, Custer State Park, the Badlands, Wind Cave National Park, the Crazy Horse Memorial, and much, much more, including lots of real, live, free-roaming buffalo. Plus, we did a side trip out to Devil's Tower in Wyoming, site of the climactic scene in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, for those of you who remember that movie. Sorry, folks, spoiler alert, no aliens. While the destination was great, the ride out was, well, no respect meant here, but it was nice. It was a pleasant enough drive, but really more for its western prairie, wide-open spaces than anything else. But once you jump on I-90 in Sioux Falls at the east end of the state, you can almost lash your steering wheel tight and take a nap through the 350 miles west to Rapid City out near the Black Hills. It was almost as straight as an arrow drive for 5 hours through nothing but cornfields. But I'll tell you something, that straight line of a road was the most surefire way to get us directly to our destination. That makes me think of life's journey in general. We hear much these days of a life well lived. Some of what is said about that is sound, but much is not. How so? Because often it is simply the world's opinion, i.e., how to maximize your time here, with no godly perspective or thought whatsoever about the hereafter. And truth be told, the hereafter is a supremely greater topic to be thinking about than the here. And I'm not talking about the old cliche of being so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. I'm saying that as Christ followers, the world is not our home. We are sojourners and pilgrims just passing through. There have been many times in my chapel sessions that I have told the guys that being clean and sober for the rest of their lives is a terrific goal, but it should not be the ultimate goal. The condition of their mind and body, restored as it is, will only last for the duration of their lives here in this world, but the state of their souls is eternal. And just as the deviation from or relaxing of their disciplines could result in relapse, so could deviations with spiritual implications result in a much greater tragedy. This reminds me of when I have navigated a boat across a lake, or when I was trained to find my way through a wilderness area using only a compass. In both cases, the key was to set my sight on a fixed point and not to deviate from it, no matter how much the waves rolled or how many times the path turned or divided. Scripture addresses that as well. In Proverbs 4, we read, "Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil." Some detours in life may be interesting, but be wary, as in Proverbs 14 we read, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." So what is the fixed point on which to set our sights? The writer of Hebrews, in his depiction of a runner during a race, instructs us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. You will not veer off course if you set your eyes there. You will not lose your way if you fix your eyes there. And though either you or others may not always think the straight and narrow is the way to go, trust the words of the psalmist when he says to God in Psalm 16, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." I'll take that road to that destination anytime. Thanks, and have a great day.